This is Ted Kennedy. The NFL was wrong to kill instant replay. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the National Football League's decision to ban instant replay for the 1992 season wasn't exactly democracy at work. The team owners actually voted 17-11 to keep instant replay. But under the league's difficult rules, it required 21 votes to save the idea. That gave enormous power to a small band of disgruntled owners bent on blocking it. Instant replay's been used for 6 years, and it's very successful. Sure, it causes problems, like occasional delays in the game, but that's peanuts compared to the outrage of permitting bad calls to stand and even decide games. Commercial breaks cause delays, too, but team owners don't mind because commercial breaks bring fatter profits to owners. Tell the team owners they fumbled this issue, Al. While we're at it, let's use instant replay in the Senate. You'll have a chance to correct all your wrong votes.
Ted, the Senate really doesn't need instant replay, but I bet the voters in Massachusetts wish they had it for you, or have they had it. But for the NFL, it should remain. Ted, the fans should raise hob and demand that the NFL take another look. It seems the NFL's decision to eliminate the instant replay was based on complaints that it slowed games. Hogwash. In the 6 years that instant replay was used, the average delay per game was less than 2 minutes. The NFL commissioner said that this reversal is not quite as important as the Berlin Wall coming down. But, Ted, it was Reagan's policy of trust but verify that led to the dialogue which helped to bring down that stubborn, ugly wall. It was also trust but verify through instant replay that broke down the wall that allowed bad calls to determine crucial games. The fans have thought of all that. The owners ought to wise up fast, Ted. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the Congressional Democrats' reluctance to move on any welfare reform. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.